You are listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're in the Peerless AV booth, and we're proud to be here and even prouder to be a partnership with Peerless. And all of our podcasts at Infocom 2019 can be listened to at the Rave Pubs website, ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. I am here with Chris Southern of Clever Touch. Chris, I really appreciate you joining me today.
Nice to meet you, Gary.
Yeah, you too. So tell me a little bit about Clever Touch. Who are you and what do you do?
Okay, so Clever Touch is an interactive flat panel, but what we're trying to do with the product is make it an all-in-one solution. So instead of it just being a touchscreen with a PC connected to the back of it, we've made it a multifunction device. So for a meeting space, you can just get it out of the box, switch it on, connect it to the internet, and away you go. So you don't need to buy 8 or 10 products in the room to get everything that you want. So
I like that.
That's the idea, an all-in-one solution.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds really good. So here at Infocom, do you have any particular announcements that you're making?
Yeah, here at Infocom, we're showing some of the new firmware on the system and also our new ecosystem. So going to the one product in the room solves all, but then outside the room, people want things like room booking systems or they want digital signage. And again, they normally have to buy other products to add on. So we have a little ecosystem where one account can run it all. So you can run your in-room meeting room solution. You can have a little box outside on the wall that tells you what's booked into the room for the day, which is integrated with Outlook or Google. And then in the corridors and reception, you can have your digital signage running on NEC panels or screens. And all of that can be run off one account. And that account is free of charge. And that's the key to it. So you're not paying repeat revenue on your signage. You're not paying repeat revenue on your room booking. And you're not paying repeat revenue on your software on your interactive flat panel. So this little ecosystem runs off one cloud-based system.
That's very interesting. So when I'm not doing these glamorous podcasts, I work at the University of North Carolina.
Okay.
And I'm envisioning how this could change my life.
Yes.
So yes, we do need room booking. We have classrooms that have various displays that we need to be able to pull in content. We have this experience. And you say I can run all of this off of one account, so I could have all of my classrooms and all of my digital signage, all of my room booking.
Yeah, off one single account.
And that is a game changer.
And this is why we brought it to Infocom, one of the biggest shows in the world, so that people can see what we've got to offer. But the beauty of the account is as well, you can layer the account. So say, for example, you have a gentleman that looks after your digital signage just for one department. Mm-hmm. You can give him his own passcode to get into the account. And when he opens it up, you could say, right, on the top right-hand corner of every screen in your area, there is a third of the area that is to promote, for example, chemistry.
Okay.
He only has access to that one third. So he can't change the design, the look, the feel of the signage that your marketing team have put together. But in that third, he can now remove the pictures, put different pictures in, or put a video in and change it. So even though it's one account, you can still make it multi-layered.
So you can tailor the multi-users down below
exactly
that parent account.
Exactly. So you running the whole of the AV team could have access to everything. But instead of scaring users by going, look, you can go and play with that signage, and they're kind of going, that's cool, but they're really thinking in their head, but I can mess it all up.
Very nice.
You can remove that and make it so that when they log in, they just have one button to press, and it gives them their section, and then they change it and press OK, and that's it.
I love that. That sounds really user-friendly.
Without being rude to the corporate business world, it needs to be simple.
And so now talk to me about, like, on the classroom side of this, you say I can pull in various things. So in my typical classroom, I'm going to have a computer and some wireless collaboration devices and things of that nature. How's that going to work inside the classroom?
Yeah. So inside the classroom, we do panels from 55 inches up to 86 inches. So
nice.
Depending on size, all 4K UHD screens. So whatever technology you plug into it, it'll happily handle that resolution. And then things like your wireless product that you would have bought separately is actually built into the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use an app, totally cross-platform, and present up to four devices to the screen at the same time.
Very nice.
So it could be Android, it could be Apple, it could be Windows, all shown at the screen.
So it's platform agnostic.
Exactly that, yeah. And then the beauty of things like the Windows 10 devices, you get touch back as well. So say it's your laptop, you could actually run your laptop from the screen. So if you're presenting at the front of the room, wandering around, and your laptop's sort of, you know, at the back corner of the room. You could walk up to the front to the very large screen and continue working at the screen with touch as well.
What about multiple screens? If I have multiple screens in the room, can I have that control on all of the screens?
So the Clever Touch panel will allow you to daisy chain, so you can come out of that with HDMI to another screen.
Wow.
So say it's another Clever Touch screen, then yes, you can just keep going and going.
I love it.
But if budget-wise you go, well, actually, we've already got a dumb panel in the room, you could run HDMI to it, repeat it. So at least people halfway down
the display
room
can
get the display with it. Yeah. You know, they won't have the touch panel as such, but you still get the same information on the
that
screen.
That is a real game changer.
Yeah. Well, it's the idea is we as a company work with lots of different companies, and we look at the rooms. And there are AV people, especially at university, have a really big task of looking after multiple rooms. Each room needs to be different. Mm-hmm. And as a result, you end up with, you know, 10, 12 products in one room, eight in another, two different ones. And it's very hard to manage, because what you're trying to do is make it simple for the lecturer to walk in, press a button and work.
You want them to have the big easy button. And then from a management standpoint, you don't want to have all these various things managed differently.
Exactly that. But the issue that creates is the fact that we need your team, because it's such a complicated background that they don't see, that if someone unplugs something or unsyncs something or switches something on and off, it could break the system, and then the phone call comes to you guys and you've got to go in and sort. So the idea of this is that because the panel's on the wall and it has all of those things in it, there's nothing to unplug or mess with.
Right.
It's literally contained.
And I can remotely manage it because it's cloud-based.
Yeah, and it actually has two different platforms built into the screen. So you've got a Windows 10 environment, which you can lock down, secure, and use for everybody that's allowed onto that network. But also it has a slotting box that's a tablet. Mm-hmm. So you can sit that on something like guest Wi-Fi. So say I come to see you in the university, you don't want me logging into your PC with access to everything. And if I bring something over like a memory stick or a flash drive, you're like, whoa, move away from the screen.
Yeah.
Whereas you can now flick over to the tablet and I can plug into that tablet and use the tablet. And it literally is a separate box that's slotted and secure in the screen, but it's not on your network, it's on your guest Wi-Fi.
Gotcha.
So I can now present PowerPoint and all the traditional things that a visitor would do. And IT don't need to be worried about it at all.
Right.
Because they're like, that's cool.
So you got security built into the design.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very nice. Because what we've done differently is we built this from the ground up for corporate. There's a lot of products out there that are great products, but they try and hit all verticals at the same time. And you kind of use it and go, that bit's good for university, but that bit's not. That's for schools. And this bit's good for business. And you've got to pick and not use bits. But with ours, we have an education side of our business, which is for what we call key stage 1 to 4, up to like 15 years old in the UK. Mm-hmm. And then above that, which is universities, councils, businesses, those sort of companies, we have a separate product for those. So it's designed specifically for corporate. It's not a product that's kind of shoehorned in and tweaked a little bit to make it so we can sell it. It is for corporate.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Well, that sounds really awesome. So to me, this sounds like a game changer for the industry. And I'm curious, how do you see yourself stacking up against the competition? Is anybody else doing this or doing it as well as you are?
At the moment, most people are going down the lines of touchscreen with a PC or touchscreen with a tablet. Microsoft Surface Hub is obviously touchscreen with a kiosk PC.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them really are going down the route of this device is set to do a task. So no, at the moment, the idea, like if you take the total of what our panel has in it, it's a touchscreen, it's a professional 4K panel, it runs for 50,000 hours. So, it's not like a TV, it is a proper professional
panel. It's going to live for a while.
So you guys don't need to worry about it, just ticks away afternoon on the wall. So it's that. It's got the tablet for visitors, it's got the PC for you to put on your network, which is optional, by the way. Because a lot of the big corporates I work with, like Shell and Deloitte and people like that, they don't want my PC.
Right.
Because they're sponsored houses, or they buy PCs for very little money because they buy thousands of them.
What about the people, our building is primarily Apple.
Yeah, well, there you go. You just look at me and go, why would I want a Windows 10 PC? Now, again, on a lot of the other competitive products, it comes with it. or it's an inherent part of what makes it work, so you can't bypass it. Whereas with mine, you just go, I don't want that.
Yep.
When you order it, it doesn't come because it's a slot in box.
Very
so
nice.
It just isn't there.
So I can just put whatever I want in there.
Exactly that. So you don't have to have it and spend $1,000 that you don't want to spend on something. You just go, no, don't spec that. We don't want it. So you can do that. Then built into it is all your wireless. So you got wireless apps, wireless buttons to share up to the screen. You can mirror cast to the screen standard in Windows 10 as well. So that all your basically wireless is built in, so you don't need any extra boxes.
Gotcha.
Below that, you've now got digital signage. So if you take your university, there'll be quite a number of times during the day where that screen sat on standby, doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So because we've built in signage, you can set it so that if no one touches the screen for a set amount of time, it'll turn into a digital sign. So that screen could be telling students, you know, ticker tape, RSS feed, video, informing them what's going on in campus while the screen's not being used for a meeting.
Multi-purpose screens.
Yeah, and then as soon as you touch the screen, it goes out the signage and back to your interactive screen.
Comes to class.
And also built into the signage is room booking as well. So we're finding more and more people now are taking interactive panels and take them out of the room and they're in a free open collaborative space or somewhere. So you're like, well, how'd you book it?
Yeah.
You know, it's in the middle of nowhere. I can't hang a box anywhere near it. So how do I know at 11 o'clock I can go and use it?
Right.
So the signage can also be set so that it swaps from signage to room booking. And you'll actually have the calendar of the day on the screen and a big button in the middle that says either booked or free. And because it's a touch screen, if me and you walk past and go, you know what, let's just grab five.
Mm-hmm.
We look at the screen and see it's green. We just hit the button, it tells us when it's available. We book on screen and it puts it in the calendar. And then everybody else on campus who's on Outlook or Google.
So yeah, you've got a direct integration with
exactly
Outlook,
that,
so
yeah.
No problem there.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that's built in. And the last piece of the jigsaw, it's also got a UC platform built in as well. Now, most people now are Skype for Business, Zoom, WebEx or whatever, and they've chosen that. But there are still quite a few people out there that haven't really decided which route to go down.
Uh-huh.
So we've put a UC platform on there called Stage, and again, it's free of charge, and it's web browser based. So
Very cool.
You've got a lecturer in a room, he's got a PowerPoint presentation up on the screen, and he wants to share that with 250 students who actually aren't necessarily in the room.
Mm-hmm.
They can go on a web browser, like Chrome, just type in stg.live, 6-pin code, and whatever's on the big screen at the front will appear on their device.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
So it's bi-directional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, a lot of universities have things like concertina walls where suddenly you push it across and you've doubled the length of the room.
Yep.
Some students 15 meters away
can
only see the bottom of the screen. So
so you can bring the screen right to their hands.
Bring it to their hands.
Yeah,
and
very
nice. The real key to all of this is there is no running cost. So you've now got your signage, your platform, your UC, your wireless, your PC, your Android, you've got the screen and all of that stuff that does all of that for you. If you buy it off CleverTouch, it's covered for 3 years on site and you will never pay a penny. So there's no ongoing cost for the signage, the room booking, the UC platform. The tablet mode has got full MDM, mobile device management, so you guys can sit in a room and look at them all live.
I love it.
All of that is free.
Yeah.
And that's where we're trying to be different than everybody else. Multifunction device, no running costs, which is very unusual.
Very nice. So I really appreciate you taking the time to come here and talk to me. I need to make it over to your booth. This sounds really fascinating.
Yeah. It's great that you work for a university because it's ideal for you guys to come take a look at
it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me and talk about this.
It's really good. Really nice to meet you, Gary.
So that does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. If you would like to listen to our other live podcasts or any of our other Infocom coverage, you can visit the microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you happen to be here in Orlando, come by the Peerless booth. That's booth number 3429 and say hi.